Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Italy, to Lorenzo Fiore at Serra di Rapallo, which is, I'm told, the gates of the radishes. However, we're keen on the harvest. The harvest is everything to determine the fate of the year. Lorenzo, you are in your wonderful garden and you're looking at your harvest of very keen olive oils, but it involves mosquitoes. Please explain. And is the harvest good? Thank you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Let's say that this night is a special report because I am in my olive grove. Just finished the first afternoon of harvesting my olives. This season is expected not to be the best season. Unfortunately, the weather here in Italy was pretty unpredictable across the summertime, and particularly at the end of the summer, with a lot of humidity and rains that caused an increase of the density of mosquitoes. Mosquito is the enemy of olive because they bit the olive and the olive get wasted, let's say. But let me tell you that yesterday there was a storm here in Tuscany, where I am, in Serra di Rapolano, and the strong wind made the olive bit by the mosquito very likely falling on the ground. So I'm collecting now very likely the best olive. So I do hope to have a very tasty olive. Normally, when the mosquito is affecting the harvest, typically the olive oil doesn't last for a long time. So you have to consume pretty rapidly. This morning, during the lunchtime, I have a very snack, short. I tasted the olive of a friend of mine, and it was delicious with a perfume of artichoke at your nose. And the flavor was pretty chilly, as it is usually here in Tuscany. So let me cross finger. The quantity is not very much, unfortunately, but I'm sure that I will have my bottle of olive for the winter time, having a lot of crusty bread, grill on the fire, maybe with a bit of garlic on the top, and then the fresh olive oil, delicious, with a glass of Brunello di Montalcino, is something that you normally dream across all the year, waiting for this special part of the season, when everybody wants to demonstrate that the olive they have is the best compared to the other.
More good news. The King of Great Britain and the United Kingdom, Charles III, travels to Rome with the Queen, Camilla, and then to the Sistine Chapel with Pope Leo, and they sit and pray together. What did this mean to Italy? Because it has not happened for 500 years.
Well, let me tell you that yesterday morning I was in Rome. And I did my best to avoid the area of the Vatican, to avoid, to skip that I could be trapped on the traffic jam. It was spectacular. I saw the report on the TV. Every news opened with a lot of records of this visit, which is, of course, historical visit. They were going together across the Vatican and praying all together in the chapel with a very moving, let's say, scenario with young guys singing from UK, with the participation, the attendance of the Archbishop of York. I was even, how can I say, surprised by the color of the King Charles suite, a very bright blue. Normally, when you go to the Vatican, you have to dress a black suite. The Queen was in the black suite, by the way. So it was spectacular and fantastic. King Charles was also sitting on a special chair with the sign of the religious of the UK, and I think it was very important to restore a dialogue between two important churches that fight against each other. Although the two didn't, I mean, the Pope and King Charles didn't spend any word about those that died for the religion across the Middle Age time.
I do puzzle, though, when I see the video of this event. It was at the gorgeous Sistine Chapel, which is overwhelmingly gorgeous. I've not seen it since I was visiting in the 1970s. They've done a magnificent job, but that's the setting, the Sistine Chapel. What's important here is that the 17th century was dominated by religious conflict in Great Britain, and many things happened that were dynamic, but at the same time, that was the time of the birth of the American colonies, and they also were caught up in the wars that were happening in Britain, the civil wars, both religious wars and wars of the interpretation of the Bible, including extreme measures under Oliver Cromwell, who broke away from the king after executing the king. All of this happened in the context of maintaining Britain as a Protestant land. Now we have the head of the Episcopal Church, the Anglican Church in Britain, Charles, and the head of the Roman Catholic Church globally, but especially in Italy, sitting together. Lorenzo, I have to tell you, growing up in the 20th century, I never thought I'd see such a thing. Did you imagine it in the 20th century when we were younger men?
Absolutely not. I mean, I remember when I was studying at school, the history of those, the time that you recall, and I remember that there was a very significant division between the church of UK and the Catholic Church. So, in my opinion, this meeting was a very important meeting that will open a new dimension to my thinking. And I do hope that there will be a visit of Papa Leone to Pope to London, because there is an important point. The dialogue is the most is the best medicine to avoid war and anything that is disruptive to human development. Let me just recall, because I know royal family is so important in the Anglo-Saxon world. Yesterday there was just a short video of the Queen thinking a lady offering her some flowers, and she replied in a very perfect Italian, saying "Grazie mille," which means "thanks a lot."
Also, just briefly, Giorgia Meloni, your spectacular and successful prime minister, is being cautioned not to be too friendly to Donald Trump by elements of the opposition in Italy. Not too friendly to Donald Trump. She's a Trump whisperer along with Claudia Sheinbaum. I don't think she'll take this advice. Does Italy know how friendly she is and how Donald Trump blesses her whenever she's in his presence? He really likes her. Is that it? Does Italy know that? We have 30 seconds.
Absolutely, John. Absolutely. All the Italians know it very well. And this is, of course, an argument of a political fight. Yesterday, I was attending at the TV one of those talk show. And, of course, there was those that of the opposition that were trying to say the worst word about Giorgia Meloni and her friendship with Donald Trump. Don't forget that last week we spoke about the head of the trade union making a very nasty word about Giorgia Meloni and her behavior vis-a-vis Donald Trump. I think Giorgia Meloni did a very diplomatic effort to avoid that Donald Trump was isolated with Europe during the critical time of no dialogue between the two sides of the Atlantic Ocean.
Lorenzo Fiore and in Italy, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.